This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Humans kill humans. It's our epigenetics. The globalists are using it against us. We have to start killing globalist ideas. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Look at these great callers. We're going the order you received. Mike's in New York. We've got Beth. We've got Rick. We're going to get to everybody this hour that's holding right now. In fact, if you can get in when they hang up, we'll take even more calls than that, 877-789-2539. Let's go ahead, without further ado, and go to Mike in New York. Are you in New York State or New York City?
Alex, upstate New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, that's a beautiful area up there. Well, you're blessed like people are in other rural areas. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you'd think so, okay? Let me tell you something about here. There's a reason why people leave their doors unlocked and their cars unlocked, because they know everyone up here believes in the Second Amendment. No one's going to go breaking in people's houses up here because they know the end result. What this governor has done to this state, okay, I live in a small village of 5,000 people. The same neighbors that I have turned to and said hi to every day are the same ones who have turned me in time and time again since I put up a Trump 2020 poster on my garage. I spent $40,000 redoing my house. I've had the county enforcer here three times because people are snitching on me.
Oh, they absolutely harassed Trump supporters. Have you gone and talked to your neighbors about this?
I have. I've confronted them. And just like every other little snitch would do, they point the finger and say, it must be this one, that one, that one, that one. So what I do.
No, I got Democrats down the street from me that have called code enforcement on me. I'm not exaggerating. Over 100 times for nothing. They just lie.
Alex, it's ridiculous. He came here with his big mask on and wanted a $25 amendment on my permit. And it was okay for him. We had to stay 6 feet apart. But when I dug in my pocket and handed him the $25, he gladly took that from my hand.
Of course.
It shows the absurdity of that. So what I do is my neighbors, three of them here, have huge Biden signs. So I put my huge speaker on my fence, beautiful fence, and I loop your "I will eat your ass" over and over and over.
Beautiful.
Because this is what this has done. In my own family, it's a shame what they're doing to families. Families are split apart because of this.
Well, even people that know it's bull don't want confrontations. It's Stockholm Syndrome, especially women. I think it's women. But I have family that knows it's all bull, but they're like, Alex, just please. They won't go out to eat with me anymore or anything because they think I'm going to make a scene. And I'm like, we're supposed to
Alex,
make a scene.
Because of you, Alex, because of you. I have one teacher in this school district, a U.S. teacher, you're talking about history, who has sent my kids your links, who has sent them directly to a 17-year-old, and he's the only one in my house who might think the same way I do. And because he got a Trump 20 sticker for his dad, my whole family flipped out and said, you can't do that, we're going to get run off the road, blah, blah, blah. You're listening to raspy voice, that's what they call you. They say he's brainwashing you. I say, oh, my God, it's called common sense. What happened to common sense? We as parents, it's our fault because I didn't read my kids' school agenda and realized they weren't being taught history.
And now the Democrats, not just here but in Europe, they want to, quote, get rid of history because it's too, quote, ethnically white. That's just the excuse to get rid of Western culture because that threatens the globalist culture that's anti-human.
Alex, without you, I tell you what, you need to keep doing what you're doing. And whenever you're in upstate New York or anywhere here doing a rally or doing anything, please send out mass emails.
We want to do it, Mike. We love you. We love you, Mike. Thank you. God bless you. We're a small infrastructure, and it costs a lot with the radio and TV satellites and all the crew and the whole thing. And the Democrats are suing the living daylights out of us. And they say, we don't want to get just judgments on you and get money from you, even though we don't really have extra money. We want to shut you down. We want to kill shot. We want you off the air. And so, believe me, sir, the Democrats have plans to try to put me in prison once they take me off the air. So when you tell me, please stay in the fight, I've got like wild dogs on my heels. You better believe I'm going to stay in the fight. I know how real it is. Believe me, I know it's only going to get worse if they have their way. And, you know, the thing about it, they want to abolish the police. They're not going to abolish the police. They're going to take them over, and then we'll have a real police problem. And I'll tell you, the police are submitting too much to the globalist orders. The globalists hate the police. They need to wake up and fully join the people. So I'm telling you, they can control the police will be the enemy. Be right back. Stay with us. Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to this show 25 years ago and thought this person's crazy. Because I was reading what UNESCO and the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group was saying, and it's just, we'll use a global pandemic to have them accept UN troops in Los Angeles, and we'll use racial division to have the UN bring in world control, and we'll have an agenda to sterilize children under the name of transgenderism, and people will think it's cool. And we'll target all the autistic kids. And then they're just all the stuff I read. I started reading all this stuff like 29 years ago or so. I mean, I'd read a lot of history books and stuff, but about 3 or 4 years before I got on air, 2 or 3 years, I really dove into it. And what's incredible is if you think it sounds crazy and is frightening, what I was reading to you on air 25 years ago, and most of that was old news, had already been written about years before, now the stuff they're writing is just like, oh, it's so wonderful, we're all going to be gone, we're such parasites, humans are a disease, we've got to be gotten rid of, and how dare you not like the head of UT Biology, Dr. Bianca, who wants to kill 90%. He's too liberal. All of us need to die. We're a parasite. And I'm reading op-ed articles in the newspaper about how we all need to die. And back then, that was 14 years ago with the Bianca stuff. I said, where's the FBI talking to Bianca, who works inside a level 4 bioweapon lab at UT? And look at his former head assistant professor who now works in another level 4 bioweapon lab on the West Coast. She's the one writing articles about how we all need to die. I said, the FBI needs to go visit him. They actually did. It was in the newspaper. Because see, when you're in a level 4 bioweapons lab and you're saying everybody needs to die, you don't need to get a visit from the FBI. You need to be fired. And you can go see the eugenics conferences that Bill Gates has had with all the heads of the Rockefeller and the Astors and the Vanderbilts. You can see photos with Fauci there with Anderson Cooper's, you know, rich mother, one of the richest people in the world before she died, giving almost all her money to helping you with vaccines and abortions. And they're just scum, ladies and gentlemen. Up their eyeballs and kill everybody. Well, see, that was 14, 15 years ago when the Texas Academy of Sciences gave him the highest award in his PowerPoint presentation. And he projected up on the screen an image of red skulls, a pile of African skulls with a red filter. It was Rwandan massacre skulls. And he started crying, saying, Soon the airborne Ebola will cleanse us of the humans. And he had a 3-minute standing ovation, according to local papers. I had some people on that wrote the article, and they were crying like, oh, murder, everyone, murder. I mean, just a bunch of demon weird academics dreaming about killing people. You know, I can tell you some other stories. I know somebody that worked at MD Anderson. And he had to stop working there because some of the surgeons would become basically sexually aroused when they were injecting people with experimental stuff that they'd sign waiver forms that would probably kill them. And they would get off on killing people. And they'd get off on, like, people missing their lower mandibles. Who had, you know, he would signed on for experiments to stay alive, and they would go in there, and there's all these people like a zombie movie with their tongues, you know, basically hanging out, drooling, and the doctors would just get off on it and then go basically jerk off in the bathroom after they went and saw it. I mean, can you imagine masturbating to people missing their lower mandibles and their tongues hanging out? And as soon as you realize that type of psycho scientist is in control, you start turning things around. So I don't want to tell you stories like this to shock you. This is the reality. 50 years ago, no kids had cancer. Now it's super common. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They've already been doing DNA vaccines for a while. They just don't tell you that. And now they've had big effects. And so your kids are dead. And I know you'll raise money for them and get attention from the church and everything. And then you'll put them in a little coffin and lower them in the ground. And do your little liberal high fives. I'm not talking to our listeners. I'm talking to the scum that go along with this. And people need to understand you're being exterminated. And if you don't stand up to it, you deserve it. All right, let's go to Beth in California, where they had the march against pedophiles taking over CNN headquarters. They had marches all over the country. We salute you. Beth, tell us about your view on this.
Hey, Alex. So good to be on your show. Exciting to talk to you. Been listening for years. So I'm part of a startup new news alternative platform called Real Deal Media. You actually might know the founder, Steve Ryan. He used to be a producer of yours. So anyway, we helped them organize a Child Lives Matter march, and I created a flyer, and it wound up going viral, and we worked with Scotty the Kid, and we weren't really expecting, didn't know how many people were going to show up, maybe 10 people at the protest in downtown Hollywood, and wound up probably getting about 1,000 people showing up. So we did a large march for about 3 miles downtown. And we even invaded the CNN headquarters and protested. You can see footage on our Instagram page of the Real Deal Media. And apparently a CNN employee let us in. And I mean, this is exploding all over California. We've been having all these marches. Facebook, Instagram, everybody's been censoring us.
And what's beautiful is it's people of every race, color, and creed standing up for all our children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we had anti-Trump people, pro-Trump people in the group. And it was just, you know, this is about the kids. And this is the one issue they cannot divide us on. We even had 10 LAPD cops escorting us. And they said as long as we stayed peaceful and didn't block traffic, we were fine. And, I mean, gosh, I can't even tell you the amount of overwhelming support that we got. We've had people flying in from Dallas.
Well, I'm glad you're here, so start over. I do know about your group. Tell us about who you are again. They're going to try to censor you, but more people must join you. Others must, again, launch their own operations because the AI isn't watching you till you do that. And then other people have to be the leader, be the leader. And as they try to suppress one leader, another leader jumps up, and then soon they're fighting an army of leaders, and they can't stop us.
I mean, we're making it as decentralized as possible. So our site is realdealmedia.com. And you can check us out on Instagram, too, at The Real Deal Media. And it's been incredible. We actually even had Joshua Abraham, who's been on your show. His father is, I think, Larry Abraham, right, the guy who wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He came and spoke.
And we're going to do another march. I mean, it is exploding all over California. I mean, I've been seeing all through Orange County.
No, it's beautiful. We don't want the Soros, Nazi collaborator, kill the black people, eugenics, Planned Parenthood, kill the nuclear family, Black Lives Matter. I mean, give me a break. That's what's killed black people, is destroying their nuclear family. It kills everybody. And exactly. And now just spontaneously, this is exploding everywhere as people know the truth. It's got to scare the evil globalist.
Absolutely. I can't even tell you, literally, there was a bunch of different groups, all of us, within about 72 hours, all had planned different protests. None of us have been talking to each other, and it's gone viral. I mean, we had one guy who posted it, had over 1 million views on Facebook, and his video was censored. So,
well, I would call it, your movement is great, Children's Lives Matter. Baby lives matter. Abused children lives matter. And that will unify humanity. And it's absolutely what has to happen. That's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got downloadable posters. If anybody wants to do any of their own sort of grassroots movement, we're giving everybody downloadable posters and stickers. And we're just going to be adding to the site. I mean, it's a massive movement that's just, it's going to go international.
Exactly. So. People don't want to go protest and go, I'm black, I'm black, I'm white, I'm this, me, give me something. We want to stand up for the children and our future and our species is under attack.
Exactly. And our whole thing is, look, once we take out the currency of children and rip the face off of Hollywood, that is the entry point into this entire underbelly of the beast.
Hold on. Let's talk about Hollywood and the pedophilia, because that's the currency. It's how they operate. It's what Schiff's all about. I mean, these men are demons. But they believe they derive this power, and they do. They suck spiritual energy off the children, and Satan rewards them for it. They're given power on this planet, but they are sacks of demonic filth. Stay there, Beth. We'll be right back with you on the other side. Pedos in Pedophilewood.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hashtag Bill Clinton's a pedophile. Bill Clinton pedophile was trending on Twitter. They let it trend because they know they're losing control of the people. These globalists will follow when we lead. Now I'm going to get to a bunch of your calls, but I'm going to hit the story that just broke on Infowars.com that's absolutely true. This is where this is going, and you've seen all the preparation for it. Globalist Election Integrity Group. War Games, how Biden could seize power even if Trump is reelected. That's what they're saying. They're going to challenge it, and then when Trump challenges them, they're going to say it's illegitimate and remove him. A bipartisan election integrity group linked to George Soros, Bill Gates, and the Chinese Communist Party's war game, several 2020 election scenarios to formulate how to overthrow President Trump if he's reelected. The Transition Integrity Project, or TIP. I'm going to be telling you about that coming up. When I say that's a true headline, it captures just how horrible it is. Like, Kit Daniels is a great guy. He wrote this story. I'm going to talk to him during the break and have him change the headline. It's not bad enough. We tend to hold back. Nursing homes treat elderly as prisoners during extended lockdowns. Meet America's biggest, meet America's largest prison population, the elderly. Families kept away while sick shipped in to kill them. I mean, it's not the kid's bad. It's a good article he wrote. But it's way worse than I can say or he can say. The magnitude of it, because they've made their move, folks. And when you talk about the emptiness and the degradation and the soullessness of Hollywood that is the engine of Satan's cult, and all these globalists that are disconnected from God, they all see us as chattel trash. And the dark force that glues them together, the cement of blood, is the abuse of men, women, and children. I got to tell you, it's not just children. It's not just women. Hollywood, it comes out. Everybody talks about men, leading role men, have to get slapped around and their genitals grabbed and raped. Like they say in Team America, he says to the CIA agent, give me a blowjob. And he said, I don't want you. And he says, it's not about being gay, Gary. It's about power. And they're just showing you about, you're going to wear a mask, you're going to take an inoculation, you're going to let me grab your genitals, and you're going to get on your knees, and you're going to give me a, you know what, or you're fired. And it's about the power to not get in trouble. And then that very group starts getting caught with Jeffrey Epstein, so they launch the Me Too movement and tell women to accuse innocent people everywhere of stuff to break down society, to cover up the mass scale of how it's their religion to dominate you and to steal your sexual energy. All the Aleister Crowley crap is about that. So, Beth, just finish up with you being involved in the great groups. They're all over the country. Are there more events planned? And you live out there, I guess, in L.A. Give us your take on this cult.
So I'm actually in Orange County, out towards Laguna Beach, and it has just been a massive movement, especially in Orange County. We've been in the heart of the resistance. You know, 48 hours after Orange County decided to shut down or to revoke the mask rule, Gavin Newsom shut down the whole state. So you can tell there's just tons of patriots in Orange County, and a bunch of those came up to L.A. People were coming from all over. And mind you, this is a limited... I mean, we were getting censored within 2 days. Jenna Jameson tweeted about it. And it's just, I'm telling you, it was a natural movement of God. People are awakening worldwide and doing their own grassroots protests, and it just happened to be within 48 hours. You know, we were finding out people were doing protests the same day. And I think what's happening is that God has been set up, and I'm telling you, it's so interesting to watch the switch between, you know, non-believers are now coming around and vice versa. I went to a Christian college, and a lot of my friends are now leftists, and it's just, it's so fascinating to see how God just flips everything on its own head and is just using the most unlikely people to bring about this change. And I think, you know, our whole motto has been, we're putting Hollywood and the rest of the world on notice for the crimes against children. And we will be the voice for the voiceless. And there are plenty, and there's just so many people, even satanic ritual abuse victims were coming out to the protest. And this is just the beginning. Like, we genuinely didn't know.
That's right. They launched the Me Too movement to cover up the pedo rape movement. They hope to smokescreen with that and confuse the two. And, of course, women coming out against abuse, that's important, too. But they use it to be synthetic to distract off of that and burn Weinstein and a few others to cover up for Epstein and the Clintons. And it's not working, praise God.
No, it's not. And Hollywood is just, I mean, that's the entry point. There, these Freemasons, all of these, you know, secret society groups are giving up Hollywood, I believe, as a sacrifice to continue to hide their own crimes. I mean, that's. I mean, I've been told it's like Pinocchio in Pleasure Island. They have barges of ships filled with children to go sacrifice, you know, at the highest
level. Well, it is true that when they do sacrifice kids and bleed them and stuff, it is on ships so they can cut them up and throw them overboard. You know, sometimes keeling things, you know, kind of get out of a little hand to say, like, oh, these ships are this or that. But it's all over the top. And definitely, like, I remember Tex Mars, like 25 years ago, was on his radio show. And said, and the AP reports Al Gore's refrigerator broke and fell off the airplane full of blood. And Al Gore said, well, I need daily transfusions. And I know Tex was a good guy, but one time I was at his office, and I said, can I see that? Because he had this whole library of boxes of clippings. He went and pulled the AP clipping of Al Gore has a refrigerator filled with blood, and reportedly he drinks it daily. I mean, these are lunatics. God bless you, ma'am. I really appreciate your call, Beth. Very exciting. Let's take another call before this segment ends. Let's talk to Zach in Kentucky. Zach, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell you a little bit of my story. So I went in the Army in 2012, got a bunch of shots at basic training, woke up the next day with migraines and vertigo and such. 10 months later, I'm out of the Army, 50% disability, then 60, then 70. Now they've kicked me down to about 20 and all that. I'm just all that stuff. Anyway, I'm trying to get a march together in D.C. about vaccine liability and right to refuse and all that mess.
Well, the famous testing, we always hear about black people being tested on, and it's definitely black people, but again, the left makes them victims, although they're the ones that did it to them, the very same groups, but it's true. The troops have been abused just as bad as black people, and a lot of the troops being black, they have guinea pigged the troops, they give experimentally legal vaccines, they gave anthrax shots, as you know, in 3 rounds the last 30 years. You can't kill anthrax, you can't attenuate it, so of course it killed a bunch of people. And it was an illegal vaccine. It killed animals, most of the animals in the trials. By the way, the new Bill Gates vaccine, they already secretly tested it. It came out. It kills almost all the ferrets they tested on. That's why they skipped animals. It's so bad. Humans are tough, folks. We're very advanced. We've been around a long time. And most other animals cannot handle these type of shots. We're tough. We are tough, tough, tough. I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. I've got so many people I know that are in the military, including family, who got debilitating diseases from the vaccines they were given.
Hey, it happens. I'm just trying to get the word out and make sure no one else has it.
Well, how do people get in contact with you if they want to organize some type of refusenik march for these upcoming forced inoculations?
You're going to have to Google it. I'm search banned on Twitter, but Veterans for Vaccine Liability.
Veterans for Vaccine Liability.com. Veterans for Vaccine Liability. Search that, folks. You can find Zach in Kentucky. Join up with this man. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Saw the revolutions of the Industrial Revolution and then the high-tech revolution, but it's been hijacked by evil. And now, just like Revelation told us, the world government's being established. We're being told we're obsolete, we're non-essential, we got to roll over and die. And we've been told, though, they love us so much, they got a shot for us, it's going to make us sick. We got to take it for the children. Even though if you supposedly take it, you're protected, but the fine print says you're not. But if you took it, why do I got to take it? You'll be rewarded financially if you submit. But what's good money if you're dead? So they've got to emerge at one point with their soft kill. And now they're here. All right, who's been holding the longest? We're going to move quick now to get everybody. Ahead of Savannah Hernandez joining us at the start of the next hour. The Gerald Celente takes over. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Arizona. Rick, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to talk about a few things, and it's got to do with, like, the sex trafficking of the kids and the drinking of the baby's blood. I believe that consciousness oscillates at a frequency and should be verified as a number similar to IQ. With that being said, I've done ayahuasca ceremonies, and I've done all kinds of research myself on, like, mushrooms and just everything, like, egos, personalities, and what's going on in the world right now. The elite are just, like, low conscience, like demons, and they're possessed, and they're drinking off the baby's blood, and it's the DMT in it, along with the rituals and what everything else. But when they get a hit of the DMT, it's like the God force, okay? That's a no-no. If I go and do it, I can go do it through ayahuasca or smoke it. But the dudes in the jungle were like, dude, that's an abomination. They told Terrence McKinnon when he showed up with the powder to smoke, like, oh, my God, you can't do this. You got to drink it through the vine and you purge the demons out. And the DMT is like a nutrient from the vine because that's just straight healthy. It's like somewhere along the way, whatever evil snake serpent it was, taught them, like, drink the baby's blood, drink the baby's blood. And that's why they're addicted to it.
Well, there's no doubt, and Hunter S. Thompson wrote about this, and it was later confirmed that it really was a lawyer that represented the Satanists, and that he really did give them the concentrated essence of a child's blood. And the Clintons are involved owning one of the patents on the EpiPens. And it actually calls it adrenochrome on there, and that's patented. Even though adrenochrome is also the drug name that Satanists have for the blood concentrated out of the adrenals of children. They also eat the pituitary glands. And all of this is coming out, folks. Imagine you're billionaires, you're into all this. And that's why you've got Peter Thiel and others. He's trying to make it mainline and get people to sign on. Their kids sign waivers, and an 8-year-old gives blood, and then the elites get that way. At least they're not grabbing kids off the street. But it's all vampirism. I appreciate your call, Rick. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm talking about all this. I promise you we're not making it up. I'm sorry that it sounds so crazy. Let's take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in West Virginia. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, just real quick before I get to my point, if Austin and Texas ever get too liberal for you, West Virginia would be glad to have you. We're shaped like a
man. Well, I've only been to West Virginia once, and boy, is it pretty.
I love it. But the point I'm wanting to make about the election, since, you know, 2016, the Democrats been talking, you know, Trump's illegitimate, he cheated, used Russia, colluded, all this other stuff. And the other day I saw a thing where Biden was talking, and what I think they're going to do with these mail-in ballots is switch it around and make it where they cheat to have Trump win. That way they have an excuse to go in, say he did cheat through the mail-in ballot.
Well, it's funny you say that. That's what they're going to do it either way. They're now saying that, sir.
So
when did you when did you think of that? Read the news article or wake up in the middle of the night? Because that's very astute. They're going to challenge you one way or the other.
It's been on my mind for a couple of weeks. But I just haven't had a chance to get in to call you about it. I sent you an email about it.
Well, the article's up now. They're officially saying Globalist Election Integrity Group, War Games, How Biden Could Seize Power Even If Trump Reelected.
Well, West Virginia's shaped like a middle finger for a reason, so I'd like to see him try something here.
Well, they're telling us everybody's turned on Trump. I don't think that's true. What are you seeing?
No. Everywhere I go down here, it's Trump flags, especially in the southern part where I'm at. It's Trump country down here.
Well, God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling. All right, let's go to the next caller here. We get everybody on board. Let's go to Neil in Missouri. Neil from the Show Me State. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, sir.
Okay. If you're going to take the country back, there's only one way to do it. You got to get the title to your real estate. If you have a deed on your piece of property, you can legally claim the patent on it. Now, you have to write to the Secretary of the Interior of the United States.
So you got
to
get a loyal title, right?
Right. That's the patent. Now, the only state that issues their own titles is Texas. That's because Texas real estate was never U.S. government property. And everything else in the U.S.
You're really smart. That's why it's called the Lone Star State. It came in as an equal country.
Right. It's a treaty state. It's the only treaty state in the United States. All the rest of the states were acquired by conquest or purchase. So being the only treaty state, it was its own country before it became a state. It issued its own patent. And you have to go to the Texas land.
And that's why it's still allowed to pull out if it wants to, and the federal government would have no recourse like they did in the Civil War to try to take us. That's why it was illegal what they did in the Civil War to Texas. No matter what side you're on in the war, it was illegal.
Right, because they were their own country to start with. They were never U.S. government property, whereas all the rest of the states were before they became states. But you have to get the patent. If you're in any state but Texas, you have to apply to the Secretary of the Interior.
And that's why we have Homestead, all these lawyers and people. It's the only state where they really cannot take your property. Others have similar things, but Texas is the best.
Right. But still, if you have the patent, you become sovereign over that piece of real estate. And you don't have to pay any real estate tax on it. That's why they don't want you to know about the patent, because the patent is the title. A deed simply proves right of possession. It is not ownership.
Only that's right. It proves a license to be on it, but it sees you as a renter.
Right, basically. You're just renting the property. You get to keep it as long as you pay the taxes on it. But if you don't want to pay the taxes, you got to get the patent recorded in your name. And the state of Missouri has a statute that specifically says recorders in this state are required to record patents. You bring it in and with your affidavit stating that you're the true holder, you know, in due course of that patent, then they have to record it. So there's a procedure.
That's right. We have a copy in some old family Bible that's fallen apart about the land patent we got from Mexico, but it actually says from Spain, because the Mexicans extended the patent from Spain that they were given, and then that was a guy before Santa Ana to my dad's side of the family in East Texas. That's pretty wild when you actually see that, extending the right from I think it was the Queen of Spain at the time, through to the Mexicans and through to the Texians. Isn't that crazy?
Right, right. Now, those patents under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, all those patents have to be honored by the U.S. government.
And by the way, isn't it funny they just honored the Oklahoma deal, even though it was never enforced? So now it's weird they're actually going back and honoring even that tribal land up in Oklahoma.
Now, I don't know if tribal land was ever patented. That was treaty land.
I understand it's treaty, but I'm saying, why do you think they're agreeing with that?
Oh,
but a treaty is still an agreement with a so-called sovereign power, so that would be kind of the same thing.
But what's happened is the people in Oklahoma don't hold the patents on the real estate. If all they have is a deed, the Indians are coming in and saying, by treaty, we have a superior right to claim.
No, that's why I brought it up. That's exactly what's happening.
And if you don't get your patent on that place, it's going to be taken away from you. Just like they can take
and again, they try to have the courts ignore this through their own ignorance, but it is real if it's done right. Very interesting. Neil, anything else?
No, basically that's it. People need to research this. The information, start with Summa Corporation versus California. Look up the U.S. Supreme Court decision dealing with land patent, because it'll give you information. But if you want the patent on your property, you have to send $15 for a certified copy to the U.S. Secretary of Interior. He will send you a certified copy, which you then file in your county courthouse stating that you are now holder in due course of that patent. As it applies, as it's described in the deed on your real estate.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you, Neil. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Song.
Take me home.
Thinking about East Texas and my family. Central Texas, my family. Watch Texas turn blue is a sad thing. All the needles, all the feces, all the devil worshipers. We're continuing with your calls right now and finish up with those. Savannah Hernandez is riding shotgun with us for a while. She did a great job with the rest of the crew this weekend covering things that are just so crazy. I haven't even really talked about it much since it happened. Gun trucks, snipers. Insanity. Here's so-called BLM, which is almost always mainly white. It's George Soros saying he represents black people, so don't criticize him. That's his shield. At a restaurant screaming at folks on South Congress, Savannah Hernandez reported on it.
You're to the side. You are a problem.
She actually got a black guy there. That's rare.
Hey, look at me, man. Hey.
Imagine screaming at people while they eat dinner for no reason.
Look at me, man. Hey, you want to look at me? What you want to
notice he's not wearing his mask.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's got a man bun. Leave him alone.
On the streets, nigga. We're going to see what laughing, boy. Come on these streets.
These are the lunatics Soros has hired.
That's my thing. You may be protected right.
Can you imagine randomly starting fights with people? Savannah, you were down there for days watching the craziness. How would you describe it?
You know, Alex, actually, I was expecting it to be crazier, but the APD did a really great job, and state troopers did a really great job of dispersing the crowds.
So they didn't stand down this time?
No, they didn't stand down
at all. They didn't let them block roads and aim guns at people?
No, they did not. They dispersed crowds really quickly, and Antifa just seemed very weak. BLM seemed very weak. All they did was infighting the whole night. It was hysterical to watch.
We're going to play some of that next hour.
Yeah, you know, it was just it was infighting all night long. They were screaming at each other. They were calling each other, like, rapists and attackers, and so inside of their own group, they couldn't even figure out which way to go because that's how much infighting there was. There was two separate leaders. It was that guy that we just showed, this other girl, and they were saying go two different ways. Someone was saying overtake the highway. Someone was saying don't overtake the highway. So it was just so comical. They had no idea what they were doing.
And it was a white girl yelling at the black guy going, we've got to be violent. He's like, no. And she's like, you're a coward. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They had no idea what they were doing the whole entire night. And like I said, Alex, I think, you know, they were talking about making an autonomous zone, having militarized people there in trucks, on snipers on roofs. But none of that really materialized.
Well, they had the trucks driving around.
They did have them.
The police this time didn't let them block roads.
Yeah, the police really took control of the situation. So we didn't see any autonomous zones created. We didn't really see any roads being overtaken for too long of a period of time because the police were very quick.
But look at these guys.
Getting this done. But yeah,
they all look like mama didn't give them too much attention.
It was hilarious, Alex.
Beta cucks wearing like U.S. military outfits.
And you know, I think this night I had the most security that I've ever gone out with, and I didn't even need it. Because that's how weak and fragile all of these people were. They were fighting with each other.
There was also a lot of these regular citizens showed up.
They did. And I felt really bad, too, because there were people eating, you know, on the side of the road there, on the restaurant. There were people for bachelorette parties, and they were just
can
watching all of this.
Can you imagine tourists come to town, and there's, like, probably 800 police and, like, maybe 500 Antifa trying to burn things down? I mean,
exactly. That's exactly what we were seeing. But overall, Alex, it wasn't as eventful as I thought it was going to be. APD did a really great job of dispersing the crowd, like I said, and they just had a very weak show of force. Antifa is going to be continuing demonstrations here in Austin, Texas. I think they're going to be out in front of Travis County Jail later tonight to protest all
That's great. They can demonstrate all they want. They just can't burn down the police station as they said they were going to do. And
yeah,
fire
exactly.
And then burn down the homeless camp and blame it on us. We're going to take calls and get into those clips with you next hour. Savannah Hernandez taking calls with us here, one of the co-hosts here. Great reporter. You can find all her work in Savannah Hernandez at band.video. Clay in Hawaii under massive lockdown. You guys are just as bad, it looks like, as Australia. What's going on in Hawaii, Clay?
Well, you know, they're not letting people come, Alex. It's 14-day quarantine if you get here, and they're not planning on opening us up for two more months. It's all BS. But anyway,
It's always 2 months, too. It's always two more months. They're never going to let you open.
Yeah. No, they're never going to. Alex, I want to thank you, the crew, Savannah, everybody for fighting for my family. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, brother.
Anyway, my idea is we need to flip this damn script with this whole shutdown of business and stuff. All the small businesses right now are hurting. If they just would turn it around and say, we don't serve you unless you come in without a mask. They can't enforce that if we all start going to business.
Sure, it took them a month to enforce on the group in New Jersey with their gym. They just kicked it down, and now they're heroes. It's time to start saying no. Stop living on our knees.
Business owners, I'm not a business owner, but if I had a business, that would be my thing. I would go out and I'd say, I'm not doing this. Come and do stuff to me if you want. There's a lady in our little community. We're in Ocean View, Hawaii, which is south of Kona. She got two $5,000 fines. come to find out, the governor told the police stop doing it, and he's pretty much told her in a kind of backdoor deal, it's going to go away after this is all over. They can't even enforce the 14-day quarantine, our mayor on our island.
Yeah, because you can't let the big stores stay open and little ones can't. It's discriminatory.
Exactly, Alex. And that's the thing, too. People need to start standing up. We've seen so many people complaining about how they can't go visit their families, how they can't open up their businesses. Well, people just need to do it, and people need to realize that they can do it. They have the ability to do it, but everyone's just scared to stand up right now. But that's what needs to be done, because the government is never going to let us reopen or get back to normal.
The special interest, no. The Federal Reserve had said, we've got to keep the economy closed, a second lockdown, to save the economy. That's like, again, we got to shoot you in the head so you don't bleed to death. It's BS. God bless you, Clay. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk to Mary and then Henry. Mary in Arizona. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Alex. I hope you can hear me.
I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I always tell some of my closest friends that I channel Alex Jones, because when they hear me talk, they look at me and go, look, go to Infowars.com. I said he will have documents to prove what he's saying. But I wanted to say that here in Arizona, we have a supposed Republican governor, and he was in a lawsuit against a really good gym owner. And yet there's a website, a guy named Dave Hodges here in Phoenix, in the Common Sense Show, and he showed a photo of Ducey, I call him the D-bag, of Ducey at a pool party, and no one was wearing masks, and everyone was...
You know, I forgot the Common Sense Show. Don't they publish a local newspaper or something?
No, it's a website, and his name is Dave Hodges. And
no, we should get him back on. I've been on his show years ago, if memory serves. But, yeah, all these people, Fauci, the governor of California, American Psycho, none of them wear the mask. It's all an act of your submission to get us fighting with each other, and then they keep the beaches closed, the parks closed, to make us as miserable as possible.
The thing is that Dave Hodges, since June the 12th, he's been attacked 6 times. Someone went up to his home. He lives way out in this unincorporated part of the desert, and he put it on his website on how so this guy came up pretending to talk about health insurance. Nobody goes knocking on the door talking about health insurance. But there was a look about the guy. It was really dangerous, but he was not alone. There's another.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're seeing mafia tactics. So am I, and we're not going to back down. Fine, you want to fight, you got one. Everybody's got to start carrying firearms, and somebody tries to hurt you, defend yourself. The left are a global mafia that knows they're losing America. If they lose America, they lose the world. And they believe they own us. Thank you so much, Mary. What do you think, Savannah?
I completely agree, Alex. And, you know, just living through this whole entire coronavirus pandemic that has been going on in America has been such a crazy thing. Because you know what, Alex? Since all of these shutdowns have begun, too, with the grocery stores and the face mask ordinance here in Austin, I have never worn a face mask to go grocery shopping. To this day, I still haven't. And people don't come up to me and they don't say anything. And people don't realize that you can go grocery shopping without a face mask. You can open your small business.
Because if they're wearing one, they're supposedly protected.
Exactly, Alex.
Of course, they're not.
You don't have to do
it.
But people are submitting so much to the government that they've changed their whole lives and they're willing to give up their freedom for safety, basically. They don't realize that you can go and you can live your normal life.
Well, they're being
today.
Herded into forced inoculations, contact tracers in their house. Their submission is conjuring the demon.
Exactly, exactly.
Savannah Hernandez is in studio with us. Hour number 4. We'll jam in a few more calls, then get to Angie Van Austin. Then Harold Salente takes over.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike, while not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.